my son had C. diff in 1979, and he was one of the first and the youngest, he was 4 years old, people ever put on oral vancomycin. And he almost died, except one of his pediatric gastroenterologist had an associate who had just done a fellowship with Dr. John Bartlett of Johns Hopkins Hospital. And he's the one that discovered that oral vanco could work against C. diff. So he was put on it, and he was in a coma for 2 days. And finally he responded to the oral vanco. And then he had two reoccurrences and was rehospitalized twice. And then he seemed to be okay, but it did weaken his system. He had C. diff one more time when he was in sixth grade. But it caused him to have a lot of problems. Well, he was a high-risk pregnancy, so he had some problems anyway. But I was diagnosed in 1993, and I knew what it was. I was given a new drug called Vantin, V-A-N-T-I-N, for a respiratory infection and a sinus infection. And I was on it 4 days when I developed diarrhea, cramping, all of the above. And I knew what it was because I'd been through it once before with my son. I went to a gastroenterologist immediately. He put me on vancomycin. But I kept reoccurring. This was in March. I got it in March of 1993. I was hospitalized in May of 93 with C. diff, pneumonia, sinusitis, and a UTI. And I was released after about 5 days, I believe. But I just couldn't get over C. diff. I went to the Mayo in September of 1993, was told that I did not have it, that I had IBS. I knew I had C. diff, but what had happened is I was back on Vanco. And even though I told them that, Vanco negates the tests. So all the tests showed that I did not have C. diff. However, when I got home, I had very few positive toxin tests. As you know, the toxin tests are not very accurate. So when I got home, I had a doctor I saw in Mayo recommended a doctor here in Kansas City. When I got home, I got sick again. I went off Vanco, got sick again, and I had one of the few positive toxin tests I ever had in all my years of having C. diff. And he did something called the broth, which is it's a protocol where they take good E. coli bacteria and Bacteroides, grow them in the lab, and then they insert them orally and rectally. The first time he did it, it did not work. I went to the University of Michigan Medical Center, and I enrolled in a blind study for a drug called Esvelardi. It's now known as, what is it called now? I'll think of it. It's got a different name now. It was Esvelardi, and is now Floristor. And I was on that for 2 years without hurt or help. Then I finally went back. Then I was on a then-new probiotic called Culturelle, as on a blind, not a blind study, but just as compassionate usage. I was on compassionate blind study for Esvelardi, then compassionate usage. And then we tried the probiotic Culturelle. It didn't hurt or help. And so I had the broth done again, and this time it worked. But I had IBS. Then I had true IBS for 2 years. In 1999, I got a pneumonia again, back in the hospital, C. diff again. They put me on Levaquin. I asked them not to put me on Levaquin. And the doctor said, oh, this won't cause C. diff. Well, wrong. So I got C. diff again. And the broth worked again. And then I was all right for 9 years. I didn't have C. diff for 9 years. I had IBS for about 3 years, 2 years. I was C. diff for 9 years, and I did not have active during that time, but I did have IBS for about 7 of the 9 years. And then 2 years ago, I got... I had a UTI. After the C. diff, I developed all kinds of UTIs. I have multiple problems, but they think it's related. Who knows? Anyway, 2 years ago at Christmas, I got a UTI that was not caused by E. coli. It was caused by another bacteria, and I cannot remember the name right now. But I was put on ampicillin, and I knew that, it would probably be a bad one, and it was, and I got C. diff again. So this time I had an FMT at Oklahoma City, and it worked. I had some IBS, but not badly.